Mrs. Littman, we'd like very much to have you continue with the... tell us, Anne. Thank you, Anne. I appreciate that. If you would tell us about the Bible classes with Dr. Jacob, perhaps that would round out your temple life for us.
The Bible classes presented by Dr. Walter Jacob, our senior rabbi, were held February 1978. He discussed scripture and its natural setting in the land of Israel. First, he spoke on the land of Israel. Second class, Israel's seasons. Third class, plants in the Bible. Fourth class, animals of the Bible. I was privileged to introduce Dr. Jacob before his first class, then to express our gratitude to him after the last class for encouraging our quest for knowledge, which enhances our pride in our noble heritage.
That's a really lovely background. One needs that kind of roots. Were you involved in Talmud classes?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
The Talmud classes presented by Rabbi Mark N. Stateman were very informative and interesting. He enlightened us with his knowledgeable explanation of Jewish civil and religious law. My husband was particularly interested in, because he was a student. He read the 6 books of Gratz, which were my sister's. She presented it to him. He read them through and through. He was really a scholar, a Hebrew scholar.
Isn't that great? So you and he attended these Talmud classes together.
Yes.
This was not a singular activity. This was a joint
together,
activity.
Together, a joint activity.
Mm-hmm.
A joint activity, right.
How do you feel that the temple of today contrasts with temple many years ago?
I didn't complete this.
Yes, absolutely.
I think this may answer what you're asking. The effective services, the meaningful messages of our rabbis, the excellent music renditions of our cantor, choir, and organist enhance the services. The classes presented by our rabbis, which we both attended, help to increase our appreciation of our noble heritage.
Well, that says it all.
That says it.
That says it. I think we have certainly rounded out your feelings and your work at Temple. Do you have any additional feelings with regard to your
background? Want to hear about the committees that I serve?
Well, if you think that they're important, I mean, if they are pertinent to your historical feeling of this service.
Just however you feel. We were members of the Adult Education Committee. You see how it ties in with my interest.
Yeah.
The Hospitality and Welcoming Committee, 1981-83. The Worship Committee, in fact, I just attended a meeting last week. They were trying to determine, they brought a new book in, Gates of Wisdom.
Gates of Prayer.
Gates of
Friday,
Prayer.
Right? Yeah.
Gates of Prayer.
Yeah.
And there's some discussion by various members who prefer the old traditional
union prayer.
Well, I know. I saw the new prayer book. How do you feel about it?
Well, my interest, you see, I have attended our son Jim's temple, and they use it.
Mm-hmm. And we do it Sunday.
I'm accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm. It's 5 years now we've used it.
Yes, it's a lovely, lovely text.
They,
how do you feel about it? Are you comfortable with it?
I'm comfortable with it. The only difficulty is the
turning of the pages.
Turning of the pages.
Which is very negative.
Which is, and also may I say that at our chapel services, in our beautiful chapel, that
and
it's
it is
a delight to
it's
go into
lovely.
That little chapel.
I enjoy it.
For Vesper services, and you'd be interested to know that I've been invited frequently to, I have it here. The Friday Vesper service in our lovely chapel, I was invited numerous times to present the prayer and ritual of lighting the Sabbath candles to welcome the Sabbath. And the thing they liked, I always gave an original prayer, not the book prayer, pertaining to the news of the day for Israel.
Could we say then
that
Bima enjoyed the touches of Anne Littman at the Friday night lighting of the candles?
That's what they told me. Some, what's her name? Shook.
Bell.
Bell Shook says to me, when you light the candles and give your prayer, she says, nobody gives a prayer like that.
Well, then you've left your mark. We'd like to go on from there if we could and ask you how you feel about the community in which you live. You've talked about the religious community and you've talked about your efforts.
Did you have something to finish in there?
Yes. Was there some other?
I just want to see. Yes, there's something here I think would be of interest. I mean, it would show you my interest.
Go right ahead.
I introduced the Sunday morning breakfast speaker, March 20th, 1977. Grace S. Harris, Esquire. Her subject was, Is Big Brother Watching? At Sunday morning breakfast on December the 8th, I introduced Mr. Albert W. Bloom, executive editor of the Jewish Chronicle. Excuse me.
So we've been interrupted by a wrong number.
Yeah,
take a little drink. Yes, we hear that your throat is a little raspy, and we don't want to press you. But we do want it known that your telephone rang and you stopped for the moment. We don't like to cut into things.
Thank you. The speakers at our Sunday morning breakfast have been eloquent speakers, well-informed and most interesting. And
indeed.
We enjoyed them very much.
I'm sure. It sounds to us as though your service in Temple and your feelings and affiliation with Temple have been both fulfilled and fulfilling.
Very much so. Yes. And then I also mentioned here, I presented the opening prayer at our sisterhood board meeting several times. I just presented it at this last.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of nice to know that you're still involved, very heavily involved and terribly active at Temple. As regards the community in which you live, Pittsburgh, it's a changing community, and we certainly have a lot of contrasting situations to think about and look at. How do you feel about the Pittsburgh of today as opposed to the Pittsburgh you knew as a young woman?
Well, my feeling about Pittsburgh today is one of gratitude and thanks to the people in the various groups which I have been asked to serve in. I have it here, and I think this gives it. You can take as much of this as you want. I am grateful and wish to express my appreciation to National Council of Jewish Women, Pittsburgh Section, for giving me this consoling adventure through memory lane. My many years, more than 40, as volunteer services to the community has been a challenging and an enlightening experience for me. The cooperation and encouragement of the superintendents and the medical directors of the Board of Education, who served as our advisors to Pittsburgh Council of Parent Teacher Associations, which I served as president, and the School Children's Health Fund when I was president for 15 years, became our friends and helpers.
In other words, your social life entwined with your community service.
Right. The doctors in charge of the medical department had all children in the city schools examined. Then we received the names of those children who needed medical or dental care. However, since some parents were in financial difficulty, we said that we would obtain funds through our annual benefit, which I served for 12 years. I was chairman of the benefit for 12 years. We had the Tambor Ritson and the University of Pittsburgh Music Department and the University of Duquesne and Chatham College. They all presented at different times a program, like Chatham presented South Pacific. Delightful programs. So
they were fundraising.
So these were fundraising, but it served a wonderful purpose because these were the funds to raise the funds to help those children who needed health care. I express my thanks to the many parent-teacher members and friends in our community. you're asking about the community, and I am.
Yes, we realize that you're grateful and thankful to all of these organizations because they did help to fulfill your life while you were serving and fulfilling their needs. How do you feel about the new system of education now? How do you feel about busing? How do you feel about taking children out of their home territory, moving them to other places?
I'm glad that you're asking that because I have very definite feeling on that.
Let's hear it.
I object to it very, very much because when our children were young, the reason we selected a home or a temple so that it would be near to where the children
went to
could come and go, where they went to school, where they went to temple. And I feel that it is wrong to take children away from their home surrounding. I liked when the children came in, they whistled, and Mom was there to accept them when they came home.
Don't you think that happens today?
Not if they're bused to another area of the city.
Oh, I see. In other words, you like the fact that they can come and go
on
their own. Or come home for lunch.
I like that they can come home for lunch, and I like that, like Jim had a colored boy who was in his class, they played the piano together. They played duets. He came, and he was a waiter at the, what's the name? The Freehoffs lived in that building.
Ruskin.
The Ruskin.
Mm-hmm.
He served there, and we would see him. I forget his name.
Well, in other words, you think it's real important for children to be in their own area, in their immediate area, so that school and home can be part of one unit.
I have that feeling. I think it's very helpful for the... And then, of course, it ties in with my work with the Parent Teacher Association.
What do you think is going to happen to these kids who are removed from that particular thing today? I mean, do you have a feeling about where it might be leading us? What might happen? Have you any projections on that?
About what?
About what the new educational attitude is going to do to the students coming up today. I mean, you have grandchildren in it now. What do you think is happening?
Yes, and I'll tell you, they very much, the parents very much resent that, you know, they're in church of school. They moved to this particular area because they had superb schools. And now there's a possibility.
They are being
So you think education is suffering?
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Do you think it will improve? Do you think a new system is just now being tried and there is room for improvement?
Hopefully. I have faith. And I guess that faith carries on in every avenue of my life, whether it's in education, the temple, or wherever, that they will devise a system that will be more suitable for the children and the parents. Because, see, there has to be cooperation between the parents and the school. And when they're bussed away, I don't
know
how.
That, I guess, only helps the working mother,
perhaps.
Right.
Perhaps.
Because you have to
those,
and many of them
takes
two incomes.
Yeah. How do you feel about people who have the means to send their children to private schools today? You know, an awful lot of that is being done. They're being taken out of public education, and there's a new move to get people to return their children to public education. As a matter of fact, National Council of Jewish Women is very involved in promoting public education
they would
today.
Be, and they're right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that we have some leaders who are very capable, competent. I remember Dr. Marlin was such a very close friend of mine. We worked together so beautifully that he was trying to project a new high school. But at that time, he was then sent on to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
He was voted to go on to Washington. There are leaders that I think have the ability, the knowledge to bring this new system into the schools, which will be satisfactory for the parents, the teachers, and the children. I think that something will be done to make the situation more.
So the changing needs will be met then.
I feel so. I feel. That they will be.
That's a hopeful sound.
I feel hopeful. I really do.
Well, that's a good attitude. It's always refreshing to know that when you are involved in so much past history, you have hope for new history to come about.
Ann, is there any other information you'd like to cover that we haven't done yet? Is there anything else?
We were talking about the important occasions, or did we mention those already?
No, go right ahead. We'll stop you if you have.
I think we did, about Jim being confirmed.
Oh, yes.
No, I mean about anything else.
Anything in your life.
Your family or your organizations, you did mention your wonderful
friends, the Rosenbergs, and how you enjoyed such a splendid... splendid association with them. Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit?
I could very much so, because...
How long ago did you meet the Rosenbergs?
Well, more than 50 years ago, because when Jim was born in 1927, the picture in our bedroom, Paul Rubens, Head of the Child, was the gift they sent us, and I love that picture of the Head of the Child. And we had many happy times together when Sam was invited to judge, as I was telling you, to judge a art show in Wheeling. We went and stayed at Ogilvie Park, and this was such a nice place for us to be. We enjoyed it immensely. Then, too, Libby and Sam had a home in Confluence, and this was a joy to visit there. We took this is Libby's father here. We called him Gramps. Mm-hmm. My beloved husband of blessed memory had just bought a new car, and he was speeding along at quite a fast pace. And Gramps and I whispered to him to slow down. So Gramps said, "Look, Ann, don't worry about me. Abe is a good driver. I have confidence in him." he was an excellent driver. Well, he was excellent in everything that he did. He was just that kind of a person. He had the ability, the knowledge, and so forth.
So your association with the Rosenbergs was not only a socially comfortable one, but it was active and fulfilling as well.
Very much so. When Abe worked in the store, in the drugstore, and he used to be open late in the evening, I would be with Libby and Sam. Sam would be painting, Libby would be sewing, I would be reading, and we'd spend the evening together. Then Abe would come and bring a little treat for us, and we'd have a treat together. We had a very
You almost had your own study group going there, didn't you?
We did. We really did. In fact, I did study with Sam when he opened his art class at the Irene Kaufman Settlement. They had the class up on the top floor, because there was a window that
gave the light.
Mm-hmm. And at that time, there was no elevator there. And during that time, I became pregnant. So I couldn't...
Was this on Center Avenue? The Irene Kaufman Settlement at Center Avenue?
Oakland.
I didn't know what she was...
So you and your baby studied art with Sam?
Yes. right. And this was so nice. We went to Chautauqua together one summer, and Dr. Johnson, who was in the class, he had doctors and lawyers and people interested in art, was in the class. He had a boat, and they went fishing, and we were going to the opera one night and out for dinner. So while they were fishing, they caught a few fish. So I made hors d'oeuvres. And they brought a bottle of whiskey or something, for to drink with the hors d'oeuvres. And we had the hors d'oeuvres, and then we went to our dinner party, then on to the opera. So we had many, many wonderful times together. And one summer, Libby and I were counselors at Emma Farm Camp.
What did you do there? What were your particular fields?
Well, my particular field... As I told you, my husband was very knowledgeable also in astronomy. In fact, he wooed me by taking me to the Buell Planetarium to show me the stars.
Ah, so, that was his secret of success.
Yeah. So when we went to Emma Farm Camp, since I was a student of astronomy, I taught stars to the children,
the bear and all, you know, the Dipper,
the configurations in the atmosphere.
Yes,
yes. I taught astronomy to the children, because only in the country can you see the beautiful stars.
Did you actually take them out and point them out in the heavens?
Oh yes, wonderful.
So you had field trips right there.
Yes, right there we took them out, and this was so pleasant. One evening the lights went out, but fortunately, our both beloved husbands of blessed memory, you know, Sam is gone 10 years, came to visit us, and they had searchlights with them. So we were so happy to have them with us at that particular time.
You brought your own generators.
Right. Right, dear. That's correct.
They generated many things, including the light in your life at Emma Farm.
Right, they did. They were boyhood friends, Abe and Sam. They knew each other before we were even married.
Is that how you came to be fast friends as married people as well? They brought you and Libby into their friendship.
Yes, right, right, dear. Mm. That about ties it up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we became very, very close friends. In fact, so close. Libby was ill when her son Murray was going to college, and I did all the sewing of his name tags into his clothes. That's how close
you really were.
Mm-hmm. Very, very close.
Is there anything you'd like to wind up for us, aside from your lovely friendship with the Rosenbergs and your marvelous family of today? We realize that you've certainly generated a beautiful family that has done lovely things also. As for yourself, how do you feel now at this particular point? What's your feeling for now?
My feeling for now is very difficult to describe. I mean, I don't want to end on a sad term, because
well, you don't show a sadness. You say there's hope for the future in education, and you feel that there's great hope for your youngsters coming up, and there's a nice feeling of release there.
Yes, and what pleases me very much, talking about family, our son Jim and his wife are very active in their temple, so active that Rabbi Green had a dinner party for my granddaughter before she was married, and his two daughters were in the bridal party. They're first name friends, very, very beautiful, and I admire that very much.
Obviously, you've handed down some very good roots.
Very happy about that, yes. And the children were very active, the boys and the granddaughter. She's a nurse, and Steve is the architect, the one here. He's an engineer, and he followed his father's, our Jim is an engineer, and he followed his father's footsteps.
Is that the son that lives here? Oh, the one that's in
this
New Jersey.
This is Jim in New Jersey.
I see.
He followed his father's footsteps, went into engineering. The day he graduated, he called me Grammy Ann. He says, "Grammy Ann, I'm going into the School of Architecture." I says, "Oh, that's great. Do your parents know? Did you tell them?" He says, "Oh, yes, Dad and Mother say if that's what I want." So he went 3 more years and got his master's in architecture.
Do you hope one day to see a building standing erect with the name of Littman on it, the grandson of Abraham and Ann?
I have seen some of his, he did a church when we were last there. He rolled out this great big roll, you know, this...
The plans.
And showed us this church that he had, you know, had drawn, you know, the proof of the
blueprint.
The blueprint.
Has it been put into active construction?
It was put into active construction, yes.
Is it now standing?
Well, I guess so. Because
it has not yet come to completion?
I don't know, you know, when you're so far away, you don't know the details. I knew that he did it. I saw after my beloved passed away, they took me to New Jersey for a couple of weeks. I was there for the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
See, it was December the 14th, just a year in December.
Were you able to see the building in construction at that time?
No, I saw the plan.
I see.
And I wouldn't have been interested at that time.
One day you'll probably go back there and look at that good church and say, that's the work of my grandchild.
Steve, and I don't know if either one of you know George Levinson, the Bill.
Oh, sure.
George said to
me,
yes, I know, they're very close. His daughter is married to Vivian Sand's son.
Oh, yeah.
Arlene
yeah,
is married yeah. to Murray Rosenberg, Dr. Rosenberg, and they're very close friends of ours. So George said, when I told him about Jim graduating college, engineering, and he's going to start into architecture, he said, Anne, that's a marvelous combination.
Sure.
Yes, indeed.
Architecture
Many
and
architecture.
Engineering.
Yes. An architect needs some engineering.
Oh, they certainly do.
He said,
put those plans on the boards and get them
He said,
seen.
This is a very, very good thing. And there was something pertaining to that I was going to say, I just don't remember, about the architect.
You were saying George said that was a good combination.
Yeah.
Would it suffice to say that Anne and Abe Lippman will live on through their family and their children?
They
in
will.
A very healthy way.
And I think I said here my commitment to many worthy organizations opened new vistas of service to me. New friends helped to increase my interest in Jewish social work, philanthropy, service for young children, adults, and older citizens.
Well, let's say that Anne Lippman is still growing then, at this stage of her life. She's still on the study angle, she's still growing.
Very much so, very active, really very active, and that sustains me.
Well, I think that's a very good place to
end
our interview with you.
I just want to, I think.
All right, would you like to add that as an addendum? We're very near the end.
Each group with which I worked opened new horizons of interest for me in their worthy projects. I pray for God's blessing upon all these kind people who work so diligently to help children, youth, adults, and people of all ages to obtain good health, physical, mental, or social.
Perfect. Thank you, Mrs. Lippman. We're delighted to have been in your company. Thank you, Anne.
And it was nice to be with you.
We enjoyed it.
Lovely visit.